Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, the 25th of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky exuded defiance and determination in his speech yesterday commemorating Ukrainian Independence Day and the six-month anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In his address, Zelensky claimed that a new nation appeared in the world on February 24th at 4 a.m. This nation was not born, but reborn. A nation that did not cry, scream, or take fright. One that did not flee, did not give up, and did not forget. After 6 months of attempts to destroy us, he continued, we are still the free people of independent Ukraine, and this is the truth about our future. In a video message yesterday, Polish President Andrzej Duda, who was in Kyiv earlier this week, expressed his conviction that Ukraine will win this war. We, the people of Poland, believe that a free Ukraine, rebuilt from wartime destruction, will enjoy prosperity in the European community. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki also sent his congratulations to Ukrainians, saying, we are proud to call ourselves your allies and your friends. You protect yourself and your families, but also Poland and Europe. The city of Gdańsk joins Lviv, Kyiv, and Warsaw in playing host to an exhibition of Russian military hardware destroyed by Ukrainian troops. Entitled For Our Freedom and Yours, the showcase is currently on display and open to the public from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Plac Zebran Ludowych near Brama Oliwska. In the 6 months since Moscow's brutal invasion began, Ukrainian forces have destroyed 1,924 Russian tanks, 4,243 armored personnel vehicles, and 1,036 artillery systems, according to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. Michał Dworczyk, Chief of Staff to Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, described the destroyed Russian equipment as proof that with determination, courage, and professionalism, the Russian army can be defeated. The exhibit in Gdańsk will be open until September 2nd. Earlier this week, sailors on a cargo ship moored at the Baltic Container Terminal in Gdynia found an unusual stowaway on board. Oscar, an African gray parrot, had apparently escaped from a Gdynia family over the weekend and had been hiding on board the vessel for several days. Upon finding the bird, one of the sailors took the animal into his cabin and then notified security. The eco patrol of the municipal police was called to the site and was later able to track down the bird's owner in Gdynia. Ms. Eva, the owner, was overjoyed to be reunited with her family pet of over 20 years, and Oscar also reportedly screeched with joy upon seeing his owner. He was promptly returned to his birdcage in Gdynia, apparently none the worse for wear. The 17th annual International Mozart Festival, or Mozartiana, is currently underway in Oliwa Park, with some 200 artists set to perform classical, folk, and jazz arrangements of the great composer's works. The annual festival hosts outstanding Polish and foreign vocalists and musicians on its many stages, including concerts in the Artus Court, Oliwa Park, and the Oliwa Cathedral. The festival runs until Saturday, August 27th. More information and a full program is available on the festival website at mozartiana.pl.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy in the morning, with skies clearing in the afternoon and a light breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 24 degrees centigrade, or 75 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 19 degrees centigrade, or 66 degrees Fahrenheit. A return to hot weather is expected for tomorrow, with skies clearing and temperatures heating up over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourselves and each other. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourselves and each other.